What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Bree Still Untamed. I am your host, Bree Still. Today, we are going to be talking about biting off of other people's ideas and or concepts. So what inspired this episode was there is an influencer and blogger who has a set idea and concept. And there was a concept that was recently replicated the exact same way with a exact same name, very, very similar. And it's very obvious that it was a bite off. It's very obvious. So today I wanted to talk about why is it that people feel the need to bite off of people's ideas and concepts instead of creating their own? Or even if you choose to, or even if you don't want to create your own, why isn't that we as Black people can't collaborate together and create something bigger and better, right? It's one thing to be inspired, but it's another to take from someone else. Especially being a person of color, it makes it even worse that realistically in this world, we seem very small in terms of numbers. So when you have someone else stealing your ideas and taking your concepts, it's very insulting. Instead of reaching out to one another and saying that, hey, your idea inspired me to create something better, and giving that person credit where credit is due, you choose to take it and run with it and act as though you never ran into that person's message or content. For example, we've heard about the Kylie Jenner and Khloe Kardashian stealing the idea of the African American clothing designer's clothing line and then denying that they had any part in it whatsoever. And let me tell you, when you have email documentation or things to prove otherwise, you dumb as hell. It's literally like you tuck your tail between your legs, because there was really no point in you going back on what it is that you did, quite frankly. And in particular to the situation that I know I don't want to obviously state, due to the fact that I'm pretty confident the influencer and blogger wants to keep her privacy. And even though I don't personally know her, I'm a part of her idea and concept, and I just wanted to shed some light on the fact that we as Black people need to learn how to stick together. We consistently have the fault and the issue of going against each other and competing. And there's nothing wrong with healthy competition, but when does competition become hazardous to our own community? We're always longing to be like someone else, have what someone else has, instead of trying to be better for ourselves. When do you think that you are good enough and the person next to you is good enough for themselves? Why is it that you feel the need to compare yourself to other people in unhealthy manners? Because when you think about it, why? I'm not a thief. Even though my last name is Steele, I am not a thief, I assure you. But why is it that we feel the need to take something that is not ours? What inspires you, or what not inspires, because inspire is a positive word, right? What influences you to take from someone else when you know that wasn't yours to take in the first place? I mean, it bothers me so much, and me and my aunt had this conversation numerous times, multiple times, about why it is that Black people cannot seem to unify together. Not even just Black women, but Black men as well. We have an issue with not only unifying as Black woman and Black woman, or Black man and Black man, but we also have the issue of unifying as a Black man and a Black woman. So how can we expect younger generations to unify as well? It starts from the top and then it trickles its way down. I know I'm getting deeper aside from just business, but this is a generational situation where it's not just about business. You're also stealing in your personal life. It may not be a physical way, but you're stealing, you might be stealing other people's energy. You might be manipulating people to think one thing and it's a completely different other thing. The point is that when are we going to learn to invest in our community, to give to our community? As they say, we are stronger in numbers, and I strongly believe in that. If y'all hear me breathing a little hard, it's because I have been like under the weather this past week, and so I'm trying to keep it together, okay? But I can definitely speak from being here in Dallas, Texas. One of my things and goals is to really unify the Black community here. And I consistently find myself looking, into the Dallas Black community and seeing a lot of cliquish people and organizations and groups and businesses. And what I do not understand and what will always kill me is why is it that we create the exact same events from different people instead of coming together as a community to create one larger event for a bigger gain? And from the outside looking in, it looks like nothing but greedy to me. Like, why? To me, I feel like it's a bigger opportunity, and there's a bigger opportunity to reach out to more people. I mean, I think people look at collaboration negatively because they think of, okay, well, if I collaborate with this person, that means I have to split the profits with this person. That means that they can possibly gain more from it than me. Or, you know, the list goes on and on why people see collaboration negatively in the Black community. In my opinion, when I think of collaborating with someone, I'm thinking my chances are two times more or two times greater than what it was before. That's more money we can make together. It's also a bigger audience we will reach, because not only will that person be now into my network and audience and client or tribe, whatever you want to call it, but now I am even outreaching my brand and who I am to that person's audience as well. It's a give and take situation, but we're both giving and we're both taking. So we both benefit from it. Let's collaborate. Not steal and take from one another. Everybody, with everything that's happened in social media, all the horrible news that you guys watch on a consistent basis, it starts with you. It starts with me. And it may start in the smallest way possible, but baby steps before you crawl before you walk, and you walk before you jump. And it's just that plain and simple. I'm really challenging you guys to seriously find ways to build your Black community. Whether that's you mentoring the younger kids, whether you creating free events to bring together Black business professionals, whatever that case is, give back and stop taking. Yes, I understand as a business owner, we have to make profit. Yeah, because everybody needs to be able to sustain and live. But also challenge and ask yourself, what are you doing to build that unity in our community? Because that is genuinely the downfall of the African-American people here in America, is what I can only speak from, because that is where I live. So I had to talk on this, even though it's short and sweet today. But that is something that was really bothering me, and I really wanted to talk about it because I was very heartfelt for the young woman who endured this situation. And I was very disgusted at the person who took from her, especially because their following is so large. And especially because they're both Black, that just makes it even worse. And it makes it even worse because we not only have to worry about people stealing and taking our ideas outside of our race, but to look inside our family and see that our family isn't even stealing from us is just disgusting. And we wonder why we cannot come together as a community. And it's we cannot allow one bad apple to spoil the bunch, period. So in situations where if somebody has stolen from you, make it vocalized. Yeah, don't be, you know, trashy about it and a hot mess, but vocalize about the situation. If you need to go live and talk about how someone might have taken something from you, not name calling, because we don't want to put nobody on Front Street, do that. Do what you have to do to get people to understand that this is an issue, and that way other people can also talk up about it as well. And hell, you never know. People will put two and two together like my nosy behind did, okay? And they might even call that person out themselves. Because when people feel like it's okay to steal and they feel like nobody notices it, they're going to do it and think that it's okay. Unless they, one, don't get enough following from it, or don't get enough, I guess, gratification as they thought they were going to get. They're eventually going to pipe back down and hop off of what they thought was a great concept and idea. We are stronger in numbers if we stick together. Black men, black women, as a unit, together, we are stronger. And I need you guys to understand the value we carry here, not only in America, but this entire world. Okay, y'all? Period. So, with that being said, please let me know if someone has ever stolen an idea or a concept of yours, blatantly stolen it from you. Do all your research on trademarking and copywriting. There's even, I've heard of you being able to file small claims, I believe, against people who have blatantly stolen from you. So make sure in your state, and in the entire country that you live in, if there's a law, make sure you do as much research on how to get your content and ideas copyrighted and how you can take someone to small claims court in regards to stealing your content and ideas. So with that being said, Michael Peterson once said, "Stealing is a lazy man's way. Something for nothing leaves you hell to pay." With that being said, y'all, again, I am your host, Bree Steele. Until next time.